It's March 19th, 2024, and welcome to episode 86 of the Baby Metal Podcast. We gather in the podcast Discord server now and again to discuss news and thoughts on the past and future projects of Baby Metal. We invite you to join us, whether you're a longtime fan or have only just arrived. I'm Paul, and I am joined by Kevin.
Hey, what is this? Twice a quarter? Is this a regular thing? What are we doing here?
Yes, far too often. And Maggie.
Well, we should just be doing this more often, don't you think?
I do.
Yep.
And we plan to. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess one aspect of that is that, you know, last time we recorded, it was after, I don't know what, 3 months or something. It was a very long break. So it was, there was like a lot of news. Now nothing's happened since last time we recorded, you know, except for the things we're actually going to talk about as topics. So I guess one thing that was left hanging before last time we recorded was Foxfest 2024, which we now have like a little tiny bit more information on. I think Electric Callboy was announced since then, and Baby Metal themselves were announced since then. And allegedly there are still more announcements to be made. Mm-hmm. It's May 25th, 26th in Saitama Super Arena.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see who they're going to be bringing in. Kind of excited. I'm not going, but it would still be exciting to see collaborations or, I mean, a personal invitation from Baby Metal from any band. Like, come on.
Right. Well, of course, this has fed speculation that Electric Callboy is a potential future collaborator.
Well, that's true.
But
yeah,
they were known to have gone to the show, I think, at some festival.
Baby Metal went to the Boston show, at the Electric Callboy Boston show. It was right after the picture that was taken. Pardon my baseball knowledge, but it's Fenway? Is in Boston?
It is indeed.
Look at me knowing things.
Sports ball.
Yay. Yep.
All right. So the topic that we're going to talk about this time is the new, as of recording here, it's a collaboration called Leave It All Behind. That kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, like, we had a slight little bit of warning and then it was here. Mm-hmm. And so I did want to talk a bit about that. I think that's the main topic for today, for this episode, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
At first I thought, you know, there's not that much to say about this, but ultimately actually there's quite a lot that one can say about this.
Very much so.
So I guess maybe I'll just start just saying brief things about it. So this is a collaboration between F-Hero, Body Slam, and Baby Metal. Body Slam is sort of like a, I don't know how to describe it. So it's a rock group, huge in Thailand, but only in Thailand.
Huge.
Yeah. And F-Hero, as we know F-Hero from Papaya, he's also quite huge in Thailand, huge. But only in Thailand.
Huge.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we had this collaboration before with F-Hero and Papaya, and then we learned that there's going to be, I mean, I think we also knew sometime in the not so distant past that, you know, they were in Thailand. I guess F-Hero joined them on stage.
Yeah.
Right. When they played in Thailand. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the connection was still there. But anyway, it's a collaboration between F-Hero, Body Slam, and Baby Metal. It's posted on F-Hero's channel, the video is. We got the audio slightly before the video.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Mm-hmm. Like hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we kind of knew something about it, but the video came pretty close on its heels. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I mean, I have a bunch of stuff to say about it, but yeah, what do you guys think? What was your sort of impression when you finally got to hear it or see it?
It's a bop.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to expect when I saw that there was three artists collaborating. I can't think of many instances where three separate artists from three different genres have collaborated successfully on a track.
Mm-hmm.
with this being a notable exception, I suppose, to that.
Yes.
So super cool. And my first exposure to Body Slam, who I've been listening to a little bit since this track dropped, they're pretty great. I'm super into that. Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, I will say that I did kind of every once in a while, like, listen to some F Hero stuff because I was curious. So this is really the first time I've heard any kind of Thai music outside of, as I decided to listen to him. So this is my kind of, like, I would say very introductory into that. But I was very impressed. It just sounded great, or it sounds great. And to be honest, the balance between all three of them is done very, very well. Very, very well. I don't think anybody has more of a part than anybody else, and it all blends very well. And it's primarily in Thai, and then of course Baby Metal is, you know, singing in Japanese for the most part, and of course you have your sprinkling of tiny bits of English, and then of course F Hero rapping because he's cool. He's just such a cool dude.
Mm-hmm. super nice guy. Too.
Super nice guy. His mm-hmm. kid is super, super adorable too. But yeah, no, it's a great song. I've kind of had it on a repeat here the last however many days it's been now, about 4 or 5 days at this point. It's definitely one to add to the playlist if you have one set up, which I'm sure every Baby Metal fan does. So
yeah,
it's interesting you say that. You think that everybody has a pretty balanced part in this. I kind of disagree. I think F Hero features the least. And that was the first thing I actually kind of noticed.
Oh, really? Maybe to some.
So looking at it this way, like Body Slam is playing all of the instrumentals. They are the backtrack, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They have a lead singer who contributes. And then Baby Metal Sue carries a ton of the vocal work here too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like F Hero got like one verse in his own song and then just kind of screamed a couple times.
There are a couple, but yeah, I mean, I think you're right that like if you timed it, he has a little bit less. He might get more words out in that time.
I was going to say, in a perspective, in the manner of the fact that he is a rapper, essentially, that is his main gig. I feel like it's equivalent myself, but it may seem shorter, but it's in
that could be my depth. Bias is showing too.
In depth, it's, I would say it's about the same.
Mm-hmm. I think, so this, I mentioned that it's the MV is on F Hero's channel. And though I don't have actual confirmation of this, I suspect that this is F Hero's project.
He had the initial announcement. This is totally an F Hero track featuring Body Slam and Baby Metal, but kind of branded as a general collaboration, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It different from, say, you know, Papaya featuring F Hero.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still like, I mean, I still think it was intended as a three-way equal collaboration, but I think
F-Hero
made it come about. I mean, like, yes. F-Hero had collaborated with each group independently before.
I agree.
And it's also being promoted heavily through HiCloud, which is who is he's a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was produced by his label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It took me a couple of listens to quite get there, but the more you look at it, the more just kind of astoundingly well sort of constructed it is in order to be kind of featuring everybody. Well, okay, so here's one thing that occurred to me kind of right away is that in most of these things that involve Baby Metal and somebody else, often they're featured, you know, like The End or even Kingslayer. It comes off a lot of times like what people think Baby Metal does, you know, mm-hmm. so
true.
They just like, you know, la, 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 you know, get along or whatever, you know, and in this song, they are doing what they do. I mean, like there's a little bit of cheerleading stuff at the beginning, but they're doing Baby Metal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I think that Body Slam is doing Body Slam stuff for the most part.
Totally.
And F Hero is doing F Hero stuff, mm-hmm. you know, so it is, they're each doing a faithful representation of what they do. But the other thing that's kind of interesting, so this might be just in my head, but it seems to me like not only do they do what they do, but they also sort of adapt to try to do a little bit what the others do. So Body Slam does not actually play music like this for the most part. I mean, like this is heavier than almost anything you can find mm-hmm. by them. So they're kind of adapting. They're they're doing a body slam take on baby metal music.
Yeah.
You could say that the little kind of the funny little, you know, rappy part in the middle that baby metal does is kind of baby metal doing what F-Hero does.
Yep. Fair.
That might be a little bit of a stretch, but, so it's kind of, everyone's, I think of it as like, they're kind of like talking to each other, you know, like they're all trying to together send out this roughly similar message of, you know, look to the future, you know, forget your regrets, you know, or whatever it is. But they all do kind of talk about it a little bit differently, but yeah. So the actual crafting of the song is it gets better the more you look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing.
From production standpoint too, this thing's really well made. They spent some money on this thing.
Yeah.
Like they've got some pretty nice, well put together VFX that makes sense with the little story they're trying to tell. It looks like they're filming on a volume, which, if you're unfamiliar with what a volume is, that's, you know, a physical stage surrounded by a huge wall of LEDs. If you're a Star Wars person, if you watched like The Mandalorian, they've kind of made that technology famous and popular in film production because it allows you to, you know, basically put like video game backgrounds. So you get all the light and cool stuff on the LED screen projecting onto your talent. That's not cheap. That's kind of what that looks like.
I think it's not what they did though, actually, because I think we know from interviews, just little interviews, that they were in front of a green screen. The rocks were there, but the behind them was a green screen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very well done green screen then.
Yeah. Because there, like Paul was saying, there was, each band had an individual interview, and I cannot remember who it was, but someone translated the Japanese, the baby metal one. And, Momo had mentioned about being in front of a green screen because she was like, it was huge. Like, this thing was big. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like her awe of doing a video like this, because I guess F-Hero's company was doing the production of the video as well. And I guess they do things a little differently as far as how they shoot videos over there than they do over in Japan. And Momo had noticed that. But that one big notice that she had was the big green screen.
Well, Baby Metal hasn't paid to produce a music video since they were 14. So.
Yeah, I kind of wondered what Momoko meant by that, but she, like, the first thing she called out was like, it was neat that they had essentially like local staff, and that made it different from the things they were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, there's a fair amount of, yeah, so they had these little, like, I don't know, YouTube short things, that they did, you know, Big Metal gave one, Body Slam gave one. The Body Slam one was actually very funny because, the guitarist was already a long time baby metal fan and was kind of flipping out about like the opportunity to do this. So that's pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. I do want to call out in the, for the video, if you read the description, they list like everybody who worked on this, which is super cool. I don't know that we knew baby metal stylist or makeup and hairstylist credits before. We have those now.
That's cool. I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah. Shohei Kashima and Aya Watanabe. Mikiko credited, of course, for the choreography. The Body Slam team stylist is in there. F-Hero's stylist, hairstylist, key visuals, producers, director, DP, second AC. It's a full credit. It's kind of cool to see a little bit behind the curtain on, you know, kind of what it took to, how many people it took to get this out the door.
Someone in chat said that, yeah, F-Hero has a hairstylist. He has a beard stylist.
That's right. Yeah. The funny thing is actually the, you know, like I have delved a little bit into F-Hero's other stuff and, you know, I really like what he did and Leave It All Behind kind of more than I like any of his other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like he really just nailed it.
Mm-hmm. He did a very, very good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did a really, really good job. And actually just, I think either that Friday before or like 2 days before Leave It All Behind came out, he had another single. It's called Epic Night Out, which is just It's mm-hmm. just great to listen to, and the video is kind of funny because he sings a lot about Coca-Cola in it.
Yeah, I wondered. It almost looked like it was the sponsor.
I'm pretty sure it's just like it was, Coke everywhere. But it's a great song, and I'm like, it's a bop, and it's like, okay, food in the kitchen, getting a Coca-Cola. It's like, heck yeah. F-Hero is the introduction to Thai music for other people. So, like baby metal for Japan, maybe. Who knows? He is extremely popular in Thailand, but I don't know how his popularity expands outside of that. Obviously in Japan, now that we know him from Papaya, but I don't know.
I wouldn't even say Papaya did anything to increase his brand in Japan.
Well, he did have that thing where... The merch thing, collaboration, that was, I think it was specifically in Japan. Was it not?
There was an F-Hero baby metal, I forget now what it was, but there was some little merchandise thing you could get.
It was a giveaway, like kind of one of those things where if you won the giveaway, you won a specific item. There was t-shirts, I know for sure there was a t-shirt. It was kind of, it just said baby metal F-Hero with like an X in between the two of them. And one was like a yellow color, and there was different colors and stuff. And there was other merch as well. It was just kind of randomly happened out in the middle of nowhere. It was like a year after like Papaya came out or so. It was just a random contest. You could win merch with F-Hero baby metal stuff on it.
Cool.
It feels to me like it's difficult for someone singing in Thai to... get beyond Thailand, which doesn't seem fair, but I guess it's probably true. Yeah. And maybe even more so for the rapper, you know, who's the whole thing is about the message that you can't understand. Mm-hmm. There's actually a lot of English in here, though. There's a lot of English. Mm-hmm.
But it's only like six words.
Right? Well, I mean, like, but like romantically just dance. I mean, like that's just English. Yeah.
Sure.
Tick, right? Tick, tock, I think, or tick, tock. Toe or something along those lines.
The subtitle, so this is subtitled, and it doesn't actually indicate like what is in what language, but I mean, usually you can tell, but the subtitles are kind of mediocre.
Not great.
So, yeah, I mean, the spelling errors in various places, but...
I guess I didn't pay attention.
So one thing that happens a couple of times, there's a place where Sue is singing and the body slam guy is kind of like, you know, singing back up, you know, at the end of phrases and things, which is pretty cool. There's actual like harmonization, two singers singing together. And then they swap and, you know, the body slam guy's singing and then Sue does backup. So when the body slam guy is doing backup, he like Sue sings something in Japanese and then he comes in with a Thai phrase. Mm-hmm. And then when it goes the other way, when the body slam guy is singing the verse, Sue comes in with also a Thai phrase, actually says, actually echoes what he said. And from what I understand, you know, like the community in Thailand loves this.
Oh, sure. Really?
Sue has sung in Thai.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So that is very cool.
Yeah.
Localization, you know, always plays.
You just miss it. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have known this. Like I heard that she was saying the same thing that he said, and I asked, you know, was she singing in Thai? But apparently, like this was super old news. Everyone was like, they noticed, and it was super excited about it. And I only noticed by accident.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I noticed it right off. You know, right off. Mm-hmm. I was just like, wait a second. But I mean, that's still mm-hmm. cool that she did that, though. I mean, she you know. It's been known that she tries to take care of that sort of thing. So to see her mm-hmm. participating in that is actually, I feel, is like quite nice.
Yeah. And I will point out that the body slam guy did not sing in Japanese.
No.
But
yeah. He did sing in English, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, what else to say? So there's a couple of things about this. Each of the participating artists are, in a sense, giving a slightly different take on what this means. You know, so they're not telling all the same story, but they're all telling something about this, like, leave it all behind, you know, like, mm-hmm. whether it's kind of leave the sadness behind, you were wrong to be sad, go ahead and, you know, move forward. Or, you know, F Hero is talking a little bit more about something that seems a little bit more relationshipy, and Baby Metal is a little bit more like, the sadness will eventually go away. Just, like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Morning, yeah. But morning so it's is not, coming
they're
again.
Not saying the same thing. Yeah. But so I did want to say about that, AJ Hartley and Funny Toss did a fairly long, you know, video sort of talking through some of the things that they're saying and the various aspects of this song. So do go watch that.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. Good discussion.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. And so they get a little bit more into the meanings of the different what the different artists are saying. But it is interesting that they're not all saying the same thing, but they're all kind of like working from the same. It's like their own take on what this song would mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is also a very Baby Metal thing too.
Yeah, one thing we haven't talked about yet. They have some pretty great choreography. The choreography for this song is great.
Mm-hmm.
Mikiko hit a home run on this. It's fun. It's a little bit more, I think, different than we're used to seeing from them. Also of note, you know, not only did F Hero, Baby Metal, and Body Slam feature in this, Moe and Momo had their own little moments too in the middle of there, where they were pretty clearly featured vocally, not as a unit together, but with solos, and also with camera, which was super cool. So, like, literally everybody gets their moment in this song, you know, in kind of in the same way that, you know, when a guitar plays a dope solo, the camera features on him, you know, the same thing happened for Moe and Momoko during this.
Mm-hmm. And there is one aspect of the choreography that I think we have never actually seen Baby Metal do before in choreography, which is this sort of like stereotypical, you know, happy face sign that you make by putting your hands under your face. So, I mean, you know, it's a very sort of idol-y thing to do, very sort of a Asian culture thing. But boy, did that catch everyone's attention. You know, yes. Screenshots everywhere.
My entire Twitter feed was GIFs of that moment of Sue doing that with her face. It's incredible. I'm here for her kawaii phase, I guess.
Yep. It's pretty
she
cool.
She was pretty participatory in the choreography, too, which was really cool to see. Like, she was really, like, going at it. It was great.
But yeah, this is the, you know, one of the rare opportunities where she doesn't have to have a microphone in her hand, right? So she can actually get into it. And she's also lip syncing because it's a video, right? The things you forget that Sue is capable of, because they haven't done a real music video, like, literally since they were, I think, what did I say, 14? I think that's probably about right.
14, 15.
I think Metali is kind of like staring at you right now.
Yeah. Well, no, Sue had a mic in Metali, though. She didn't in karate.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I think maybe there was, like, when they were, like, later in the video when she was on the stage, I think she had one, but I don't think she started with one.
I don't think she had one at all. I have to watch it again, which is okay, because it's a good video. It's right. Worth watching again. Too. And again. And potentially a third, fourth time.
I wish we had a better quality of this. YouTube is not as good as one could get. Look at that, she's holding a microphone. Dagnabbit.
Oh, is she?
Dagnabbit.
Okay, I am wrong. Which usually is about 80% of the time. Every once in a while, I do hit a home run. I'm not going to deny that. Right.
Anyway, yeah, but, and congratulations.
Funny Toss is also parts of IDZ, but the IDZ came out when she was like 13. So I don't know what your point is there, dude.
Yeah. the whole video is really, it's really quite, it's very impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks really well done. Another thing that's kind of interesting about the credits, particularly the ones that they show on the screen at the end, is you can see that each group had their, like, their own kind of coordination, you know, like the instrumentation, the arrangement team. You know, so Meg Metal's involved with the Baby Metal part, but only the baby metal part, mm-hmm. right? So they did actually do a lot of sort of separate working on this. And in fact, I do kind of wonder, I mean, like, I think it was possible to put a lot of this together without them being in the same space. I mean, I think it's even possible that in those big shots where they were all in the same space, they might not have been recorded simultaneously. So mm-hmm. The only time I really know they were in the same space is when they were getting like photos taken for the press later.
Mm-hmm. So, that's interesting. That makes me want to look at a frame in Pixel Peep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know there's a little bit of, there is a, like near the end, they are all kind of arranged there. Oh, and actually this does remind me, I will spin off onto a tangent here for a second, but you know, we were talking about F-Hero possibly having less of this song than the others. There are a couple of really funny parts in the video where, you know, they're showing like, you know, here's Body Slam doing stuff, here's Baby Metal doing stuff, and then here's F-Hero standing on a post, kind of like looking around, yeah. doing nothing. It is very funny.
He's being menacing.
Yeah. But yeah. No, and of course, there was probably something I was going to say and I totally lost my train of thought. But one thing I guess I could put in here while I was talking about each group having their own kind of team is that there was somebody who sort of wrote the song and then sort of handed it off to the groups. The name I have for that songwriter is Thitiwat Rongthong. Not a name I'd heard before, but...
All right. Well, down on the pronunciation, I would not have gotten that right.
Oh, there's no reason to think I did, but...
Hey, but it sounded believable. That's half the battle.
I mean, confident. Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
Pronunciation can be...
But that person posted a fairly long thing on Facebook sort of describing it, which is pretty cool. And I only know what he said through Google Translate, but he was basically just sort of very impressed, very honored to be the one to do this, you know. So listened to all kinds of Body Slam and Baby Metal and tried to figure out like what is going to work, how can we make it, you know. Let's see, what does it say? Yeah, I feel lucky that I always get work that is considered difficult to do because it feels like it sharpened my brain. But this song was probably the hardest song I've ever done.
I could see that.
Understandably, though. I mean, trying to do that in two different languages, you know?
So what I have to do is bring the best of everyone together in the most equal proportions possible. You know, what is the imagery of, you know, if Body Slam and Baby Metal met in the middle, and how could it actually be shown without reducing anyone's power?
I think it was done.
And he says, you know, it's the work of, he's saying basically, this is, I'm the only one who, it was just me doing this. You know, it was really hard, but it was kind of neat to see. So he said the demo was originally created for all the instruments by this person. All the melody was written by this person before it was forwarded for planning and further work. So there was like a core that they all then took and worked with.
Cool.
So that is pretty cool.
So while you've been doing that, I've been pixel peeping the wide shots.
Uh-huh.
I can't say conclusively, but my gut is that they actually did film this all together.
Okay.
There are definitely points, you're right, where they, like when they're all solo, that they could have done on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to find obvious signs of like Baby Metal being a composite on top of Body Slam here, and I cannot find any. So it's either really, 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 really good keying, or they shot this all together, like better than Hollywood keying on a green screen. Mm-hmm. Let me throw that in there if that's the case.
I mean, I think they, you know, we know that they were all there together at one point.
Yeah.
I suspect that they really did do a lot of stuff independently.
Oh, for sure.
That probably final scene they probably did do together.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the vocals were all recorded separately on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another thing that is maybe worth mentioning is that, it's like one other thing they did that's kind of different is they released a couple of these like dance challenges. So there's two, but it's possible that I'm missing.
I've only seen two.
Maybe I missed some.
Yes, there's two.
Yeah. So that they, you know, what we have is a little video of them doing their thing in a constrained space for you to watch, you know, so you can't really get some of this out of the video because the video, like the camera went away or something like that during parts of it, but you can see like what it is they're doing, which is also very cool. I mean, even if I'm not going to participate, I kind of need to see the thing.
I mean, this is something along with back when they did the Gimme Chaco variation of this. I mean, that's kind of stuff that people's been asking for a good while. So to see them kind of continue on doing this is kind of nifty. I don't know. I mean, there's always people doing all sorts of, you know, cover dances and music and stuff of that nature. So maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's their way to try to be like, hey, be a little bit more encouraging potentially too.
Yeah.
I would say some way to be involved without being directly involved, if you know what I'm saying. You know, like, hey, we're trying to, you know, do more public things and without like totally having to go out of their way to do so.
Yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit when we did our like world tour wrap up thoughts and things that we had all kind of noticed their stage presence has shifted very much from their classic stoic personas to being more interactive with their audience. You know, and I think maybe we're seeing that here too in social media. And this new era is just being more embracing of the world around them and interacting with their community.
We love to see it.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. So we talked about Foxfest in the last episode a little bit and what this means. What do we think this collaboration means for Foxfest? Do you think we could see Body Slam on the billet? Or F-Hero for that matter?
Because
there are still yet to
be
announced artists for that festival.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Now that you, I honestly didn't think about that. That would be really cool. I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, they're inviting, like, Electric Cowboys from, I think they're German. I'm pretty sure they're a German band. And then Polyphia is from Texas, you know. So why wouldn't they invite Body Slam from Thailand? Like, that would make sense. It would be cool. Another thing to just try to look forward to. I mean, another month and a half, 2 months almost. So, although I'm sure they'll announce more of that stuff sooner than later. But yeah, that would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I don't want to spin our wheels too much on something we've already talked about a couple of times, but it would be interesting. It would be interesting to see what happens if they end up on the billet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Next Fest, you know, that was Bring Me the Horizon, and they had the opportunity to record together and did. And then when we saw Foxfest and Polyphia, you know, it sort of seemed like this is a natural place to see Brand New Day. And you know, Electric Callboy, well, you know, we don't know of anything that this would lead to.
Yeah, I don't see them doing anything with them at a festival yet. I think it could be foreshadowing something in the future, but I don't see anything happening at Foxfest with them.
Well, unless they release something right before.
I mean, there's a possibility of that too. I mean,
sure. I mean, we have Legend 43 in 3 days, 4 days, something like that as we record. So, you know, who knows? Maybe they debut a song that features Electric Callboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, more foreshadowing, I guess, like Dark Knight Carnival. I mean, they invited, oh my gosh, Sabaton. There we go. Sabaton and Galactic
Empire.
Thank you. The name escaped me. Galactic Empire. And it ended up like a few of the members of Galactic Empire is now part of the Western Commie band. And like Sabaton, lead singer guy, ended up being on Omagenai. So like, there's signs. There's definitely signs.
The lore is not as mysterious as they think it is, or as people often think it is. So you are right. I will agree with that.
Emma is such a huge stinking fan of Electric Callboy. She has mentioned them so many times here lately. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Although if they can get whoever that is, Måneskin to come.
Oh, Måneskin? Oh, goodness.
Electric Callboy will be left in the dust.
Just to play devil's advocate here, they've also been name dropping Metallica since they were 11. And haven't done anything with Metallica.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. And Metallica did just drop 72 seasons. So, oof. And they didn't even do anything on the Blackened remix album either, which I was very disappointed. But anyway.
It does sort of seem, though, like if there's going to be an opportunity to do Leave It All Behind live, the Fox Fest seems like a good opportunity, you know, to pull both of them in to a venue that they've already got set up for this. So
it does.
It wouldn't surprise me that much if we get pretty soon F here on Body Slam as a guest at Fox Fest. But I mean, how much space does this have?
There's only three acts announced, and it's a festival, for crying out loud. Like, I presume the schedule has tons of room we don't know about.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people at Next Fest. I mean, they had a whole entire second stage that was dedicated to other people playing aside from just the main stage. So, I mean, it could be the same kind of system.
Who knows? Maybe they'll end up in Thailand again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if that happens, you know, this 100% is going to happen. Yeah, they're going to play this.
I would be so disappointed as a Thai fan if they did not.
The thing is, you know, if you look at Body Slam shows in Thailand, that, you know, they are filling very large arenas. You know, I mean, like that in a sense, going to Thailand and then playing with Body Slam is, you know, it's kind of presumptuous. But it would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Body Slam by themselves would bring in, you know, an arena's worth of people to this show.
Liffy says there's a Summer Sonic in Bangkok that has yet to have announcements drop. So that is also a possibility for something like this.
And it's pretty much been confirmed-ish that there is a Next Fest 2024 with Bring Me the Horizon and Baby Metal headlining in Jakarta. And I believe that's supposed to be in September.
Baby Metal's the last time I saw in Jakarta?
Yes. From there was a kind of an accidental advertisement that was done, and it was dated for like the beginning of September sometime.
Interesting. I haven't been following things close enough.
Oh, that also involves Bad Omens. Thank you, Liffy. I forgot about that. Yes, it also involves Bad Omens too.
Cool.
They're just involving themselves with everybody, which is great.
So let's see. In sum, Leave It All Behind is amazing. And I really, you know, it's quite possible that the first time I heard it, I was not convinced, but the second time and the like 25th time, you know, I guess I like it a lot just as a song, but the more I listen to it, the more I hear the complexity. I mean, like, you know, I do really appreciate the well-craftedness of it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I really like the way, I mean, Big Metal does this a lot in their own stuff too, but there's a lot of overlapping. Like, you know, a part will slightly overlap with the beginning of the next one in a way that they kind of like fit together. It's really well done. So, you know, good job, songwriter.
Yes. We appreciate you so much.
And shout out to all the hairstylists out there.
Yes.
That's right. Now that we know your names.
Particularly F Heroes.
That's right.
That glorious beard.
All right. Anything else we wanted to say about that? I think we might have hit most of the stuff I wanted to.
While I do know that while Baby Metal was in Thailand, they did happen to have a interview, a couple of them, one with one called The People, and then another one I think was called Mag, which is a guitar magazine in Thailand. So they had a couple of interviews down there while they were there, which is cool. So
yeah, that is pretty cool. Exposure. I looked at The People one. I didn't find the guitar, like the Mag one, but I did, you know, sort of push the one from The People through Google Translate. And, and you know, I think there's nothing in particular I wanted to like call out about it, but it's a nice interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's worth reading even in translation.
Pretty standard.
to the people asks, what are the lessons from 10 years in metal music? And Sue Metal says, Babe Metal's been around for 13 years. Which I like. They largely are just sort of talking about their you know, relationship to metal music and sort of working on this song with F-Hero and Body Slam. I think we've mostly talked about the things that they also talk about in here. So, but they talk a little bit about their favorite parts and that kind of stuff. So maybe there will be a sort of a better translation of this sometime soon. I mean, this is, as we record, this is quite new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's our funny toss for Ty?
There's someone in the Reddit Discord that goes by Remy Metal and has given us some translations of some of these things. So that's someone who's in Thailand and knows Thai. So.
Oh, excellent. Good deal.
But, okay. I think we could probably leave it there. That's it for this episode. You can join us on the Babe Metal Podcast Discord to continue the conversation. Rating the podcast on whatever platform you listen on will help people find it, so please do that. And until next time, see you.
See you.